It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And again, the Patriots and the Fort Recovery Indians here in junior varsity basketball tonight. Let's go to Zeb and check out the starters.
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'1 freshman, number 4, Brianna Holman.
Brenna
Holman. At guard, a 5'1 sophomore, number 13, Macy Day. At guard, a 5'8 freshman, number 14, Allie Vaughn. At forward, a 5'5 sophomore, number 24, Lydia Winning. And at forward, a 5'7 freshman, number 30, Hope Wendell. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 5, Aubrey Sweeterman. At guard, a 5'5 sophomore, number 10, Michaela Suman. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 12, Grace Saxman. At forward, a 5'6 junior, number 34, Claire Dirksen. And at forward, a 5'10 sophomore, number 42, Macy Weitzel.
Tap is controlled by Fort Recovery. The Indians are 3-0. Jay County is 8-2. And Indians basically just starting their season a week and a half or so ago. And Jay County's been playing for a month now. And a turnover on the Indians to start things out. And Jay County has the ball for the first time. It will be Michaela Suman with it for the Patriots. Again, Jay 8-2. Fort Recovery is 3-0. To the right side it goes. Driving in is Grace Saxman. Ball loose, and the Indians will pick up the loose ball. Turnover on Jay gives it to Fort Recovery here. Brenna Holman with the basketball. Around to the left side for Macy Day. Day the cross court pass to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn gives it back to Day. Back to around to the right side to Lydia Winning. Pass goes to the corner. Three in the air for Allie Vaughn. It is good.
Nope, they called it two.
So it's a two for Vaughn. And Jay lead, or Fort Recovery leads it 2-0.
And 5 second call.
Jay a violation on the inbounds.
Already Bogey arguing with the officials.
Mark Bogan shoots the head coach, the JV coach of Jay County, Jeff Vaughn, for Fort Recovery. Inbounds three-pointer in the corner on the other corner is missed this time by Macy Day. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Will stay with the Fort. 6:06 to play, first quarter, 2-0 Fort Recovery.
Decent crowd already filed in already in here.
Too bad of a crowd. If you're coming out, be careful. The road's still a little bit slick and snow-covered. Kayla Suman to the free throw line for Jay. Bounces it down low. Back out to Dirksen. Claire passes off. Back to Suman. Suman just dribbling in the middle of the court in the center circle. Goes to her left to Saxman. She will spin. Need some help. It'll be Aubrey Sweeterman. Sweeterman goes back to Suman. They're just being very patient here. Sweeterman now on the right wing. Bounce down low to Dirksen, and she is fouled by Lydia Winning.
Her first, team's first.
This will be out of bounds. Suman will trigger for Jay. And not much scoring so far. 2-0 Fort Recovery. Into the corner for Suman. Suman will back out. It's the pass off to Saxman. Grace only a freshman at 5'4 for Jay. She will spin to the free at the line. Bounce pass goes back to Suman. Suman a sophomore. Picks the pass back to Saxman. She'll put up the little 12-footer and miss. Rebound taken down by Brenna Holman of Fort Recovery. Indians with the ball. It's 2-0 Fort Recovery. To the right side, a deep two is no good for Allie Vaughn. About the same spot she missed, or she made her first one. The rebound goes out of bounds to Jay County. We're two-plus minutes in here, and still only one basket. 2-0 Fort Recovery. They kind of got off to a good start in their girls' game last night, leading 16-0 after the first quarter. But a slow start up against a much different team tonight. Suman wide open for three, top of the key and missed. Rebound for Dirksen, and she is blocked. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Macy Day. And then tab the ball in the two-point lead. To the right side to Brenna Holman. Holman to the free throw line left. Back to the top of the key. Whippet is winning. Winning the bouncer for Holman. Holman mishandled it, but went to get it. Takes it to the free throw line. Now a little further down. Ball loose. And is picked up by Jay County Suman. And then a holding foul on the Indians.
And Lydia winning it again. For a second.
And both teams a little thin on the junior varsity side. Having to watch quarters, so you don't want to have a lot of foul trouble.
I know that one saved a fast break, but...
Yeah. Jay County would have had numbers. Suman spins at midcourt and ends in a man-to-man defense here.
Considering at least four players was on the floor underneath the bucket.
Nice move by Aubrey Swederman. Drives to the hoop and draws the foul.
I believe it's going to be on Vaughn. It is. Her first, team's third.
And back to the free throw line goes Aubrey Swederman, where she was there a bunch last night. Free throw is good for Aubrey. And she will have a second. 2-1 the lead for Fort Recovery, and now it is still 2-1. Rebound taken down by the Fort.
There's an old familiar face.
Mr. Overholzer in the building. And it's knocked away and stolen. Suman will pick up the loose ball. Gets it down to Swederman. She'll put it up, no good. A rebound taken down by Saxman. Suman almost called for a charge there. Probably should have been. 2-1 the lead for Fort Recovery. To the right side is Suman. The bounce pass for Dirksen. Dirksen spins out top three in the air for Saxman is missed. A rebound taken down by Brenna Holman of Fort Recovery. 2-1, a very small score at this point, and traveling is called on Vaughn.
Kinsey Litton and Casey Denny in for Jay County. Saxman and Weitzel will get a rest.
3:08 to play, first quarter, 2-1 Fort Recovery. And no, this is not soccer. Patriots with the basketball. Across midcourt will go Suman. Suman, the sophomore point guard, switches hands, spins. Nice move through the defense, puts up the shot too strong. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. She had more room in front of her than I think she thought she did.
Yeah.
So Indians with the ball, down 2-1. And in the corner goes Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp back top for Vaughn. She'll leave it down low. Turnaround shot is good for Hope Wendell. Wendell makes it a 4-1 Fort Recovery lead. Jay with the ball and PC Denny. Denny stops in some trouble, knocked away. Still loose, and Denny somehow got it back.
Double dribbled.
And she double dribbled. Jay County's third turnover tonight. So the Indians have the ball back, leading 4-1. 2:15 to play here in this first quarter. To the left side, bounce pass is knocked away. Swederman comes up with the steal. She'll bring it down, lose the ball. It'll go out of bounds, last touched by Fort Recovery. As Long got a hand on it. At least a fingertip. I actually didn't think she touched it, but that's what they say. Jay County keeps the ball. Swederman at the top of the key for Jay. Goes to the right side to Michaela Suman. Suman into the corner for Sweeterman. Nice fake. Drives the baseline. Puts it up. No good. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery's Hope Wendell. Wendell with the pass off to Vaughn. Allie Vaughn dribbles around Pacey Denny. Leaves it. A long two-pointer from Macy Day is missed. The rebound on the floor. No ball will go to Jay County. With 1:34 to play in the first. 4-1 the lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. Long, a little slow to get up. I think she was tying her shoe or something.
Yeah, she was tying her shoe.
4-1 the lead for Fort Recovery. Suman with the basketball for Jay County after the alternate possession. He's able to get a dribble in with both hands. Dribbles toward the hoop, puts off the glass and missed. The rebound taken down by Saxman. Jay County keeps the possession. And Saxman backs it up. She'll dribble to her right, leaves it for Suman. Suman has a lane, but it's just not quite enough room. Tried to bounce it into Macy White, so turnover Jay County as Fort Recovery picks up the loose ball. 1 minute to play, first quarter, 4-1, Fort Recovery. Shot missed on the right side by Fort Camp. The rebound up and in for Wendell. Hope Wendell with the bucket, and it's 6-1, Fort Recovery. County with one lone free throw in the quarter. Ooh, Linton set a screen. And Fort Recovery ran into her. And
ran through it.
And they both fell down.
And I think they called the foul on Fort Recovery for running through the screen.
Yes. Linton's screen was solid.
I think the foul's on Homan.
She just stood there and took it.
Yeah.
And she got ran over. 6-1 the score. Dirksen 4J goes left. Stops, needs help. It'll be Saxman at the free throw line. She'll back it up. And she falls down. Ball loose. The help ball will go to Fort Recovery. Five turnovers on the Patriots. Gives it back to the Indians. We have 27 and a half seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-1 the lead for Fort Recovery. Inbounds comes on the left side to Paige Forkamp. She will give off to Brenna Homan. Homan across the midcourt now feeds it down low. Back outside, three for Vaughn is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds with 15 seconds to play. Jay County with the ball, trailing by five. Really lucky to only be down five.
Yeah. Yeah. These teams had several shots, just not very many have fell.
Three field goals for Fort Recovery, none for Jay. Only a lone free throw. Inbounds in the white zone with 12 seconds now to play.
Bond's the only one that has one outside the paint.
Yeah. Sweeterman across 4J goes left to Denny. She'll pop the three. Missed it. And it hit the top of the goal and goes over with 1 second to play. And then the chance for a long inbounds. And now this goes short. And that'll be the quarter. After one, it's 6 for Fort Recovery, 1 for Jay County. We'll come back and have the second quarter after this.
The holidays are coming soon. Ace Hardware knows you're shopping. The gifts you want are on our shelves for under trees and stockings. So when you need a helping hand, come to our Ace Hardware. Our beggars have all you need to help you spread some cheer this year.
Bigger Ace Lumber, Byrne and Bluffton.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction of Red Key are proud to be serving the commercial and industrial businesses here in the Jay County area. For all of your concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service, depend on Mid-States of Red Key. Proud to support our Jay County Patriots on the sports scene and in the classroom. Brooks Fugit, Jim Persinger, and their staff at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction. 6748 West, 600 South, Red Key.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
Second quarter underway here at Jay County. Already a held ball. And the alternate possession goes to Fort Recovery this time. 6-1, the lead for Fort Recovery. 6:45 to play quarter number two. It seems like quarter number one.
One thing's for sure for these two teams, it's going to be tough defense.
Yes, and that's how the varsity is going to be as well. Could be a low-scoring game tonight. Indians definitely like to slow down the pace a little bit, although sometimes not intentionally. Outside, a long two-pointer is no good by Brenna Holman. A rebound for the Patriots. Here comes Sweeterman to the hoop. Off-balance shots, no good, and Aubrey back to her second home at the free throw line. Shot a bunch of free throws in the JV game last night and a few in the varsity. Timeout on the floor, 6:16 to play here in the second quarter. Fort Recovery with the timeout. They lead 6-1. We'll come back after this.
Christmas puts a special glow in the eyes of children, giving parents and grandparents a lifetime of precious memories. Christmas means brightly wrapped presents, colorful lights, pine cones, and candles. These Christmas thoughts are sent to you with best wishes and a happy holiday from everyone at First Bank of Bern. Your patronage during the past year has been deeply appreciated, and First Bank of Bern, with locations in Bern, Decatur, Bluffton, Portland, and Van Wert, looks forward to serving you in the new year. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
This is Rex Journey at First Bank of Bern. We wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Back here at Jay County, 6-1 the lead for the Indians here. Second quarter, 6:16 left. And let's check out first quarter stats.
For Fort Recovery, they were 3 of 9 for 33% from the floor. No free throws and 0 for 2 from three-point range. Jay County was 0 for 9 from the floor. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 50% and 0 for 3 from three-point range. And I had Fort Recovery out rebounding Jay County 9-7.
Turnovers 5 for Jay County and 4 for Fort Recovery. Free throw is way off on the first one. Perfect on the second one for Sweeterman. 6-2, Jay County doubles the total. 6:15 to play in the second. To the right side it goes for Macy Day, and she throws the ball away. But Fort can't be able to retrieve it, then stolen away by Sweeterman. Here comes Aubrey. She'll lay it up and in. First basket tonight for Jay, and it's 6-4. There's 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Two-point lead for the Indians. Patriots increasing their defensive pressure here. And a holding foul.
And called on Suman for putting the hand on the hip.
Not too many fouls on the Patriots in this game because that's only the first.
Her first team first.
Recovery with five of them. Indians with the ball knocked away and stolen by Dirksen. She'll bring it down, stop, right block, shot is blocked. A rebound for Fort Recovery, and then a foul on Dirksen. Dirksen or Sweeterman?
I don't know if that. I think it's going to be on. Oh, you're right.
It is Dirksen.
I thought Sweeterman held the arm.
She looked more guilty of the two.
True.
6-4, the lead for Fort Recovery. Early second quarter. Little half-court traps giving Fort Recovery some issues here. They're in trouble, and it should be almost 5 seconds in the
bench. There it is. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't call timeout to help her out. But
when I first started saying that, I was waiting for a timeout.
Yeah.
And instead, it's going to be almost 5 seconds, and then there it was.
That's a bad spot to get stopped at.
Yeah, nowhere to go. Trapped in that corner. Jay County with the ball back, a chance to tie or take the lead. With 5:10 to play.
Bounce pass goes down to Swiderman. She'll put the runner up. No good. Rebound tapped around. Weitzel has it. Throws it up. No good. Rebound on the floor. And Fort Recovery will come away with the ball. And into cross midcourt with Brenna Holman. Holman the bounce pass. Into the corner for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp around to the right side to Hope Wendell. Wendell the cross court pass going to the hoop. Nearly losing it was Vaughn. She gets it back. Out to Brenna Holman. Long possession for Fort Recovery this time. As they go into the corner for Wendell. So attack, put up the little runner, no good. Rebound on the floor, and the Indians will pick it up. Shot at the free throw line, no good for Fortkamp. Indians get the rebound up and good for Wendell. Three chances that time for Fort Recovery. And it's 8-4, the Indians doubling the Patriots up. Into the corner is Dirksen. She'll drive the hoop, puts the shot up, and draws the foul. It's been Jay County's most effective offense so far tonight. Drive and get fouled.
Foul is on Vaughn. That's her second. Team sixth.
Two free throws for Dirksen. The first is good.
Yeah. Somebody denied Friedman has scored.
Yeah.
Nevaeh Cox will come in. Weitzel will come out.
4:05 to play in the first half. 8-5 the lead for the Indians, and now 8-6 as the free throw is good for Dirksen. 8-6 the score. 4 minutes to play here in the half. On the right side is Allie Vaughn. And a holding foul on the Patriots.
Going to be on the Suman again. Her second, team's third.
Team third. 3:54 to play, quarter number two, 8-6, Fort Recovery. Bounce pass comes in, it's knocked away, stolen by the Patriots.
Knocked away by Swiderman.
And she gets the ball, comes down the court, puts it up and in. Aubrey's having a good game, 8-8, the game is tied. First tie since 0-0. 3.5 to play in the second quarter. And again, Holman dribbled to a bad spot, and Fort Recovery calls time. Timeout on the floor, 3:32 to play in the half. 8-8, our score.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Jay County, 8-8 the score, 3:32 to play in the second quarter. And still about 40 minutes if you want to hit the taco dinner here in the Commons. $6, tacos, refried beans, some other stuff. Down low, full recovery, wide open shot is good for Elena Evers. Count the bucket and a foul.
Copy on Swiderman, her first, team's fourth.
So Evers a chance for a three-point play.
See Jeff went down and got popcorn.
Yep.
Free throw. Good.
For Elena Evers. 11-8 the lead for the Forts. After the three-point play. Foul was on Aubrey Swiderman. Go first. 3:15 to play in the half. 11-8 Indians. The right side for Michaela Suman. And in the corner now, back to Suman. Suman up top for Saxman. Saxman for Dirksen. To the right side, now driving to Swiderman, leaves it. It'll come to Saxman, and she'll score.
You know, I think that pass was intended for Dirksen, but it went through to Saxman.
Yeah, it just scooted as it hit the floor. And the ball got away after the shot. So.
Official timeout for chasing the ball. Saxman and Dirksen out. Denny and Weitzel in for Jay County. Not many subs for Fort Recovery.
Nope. And they're like Jay County, a pretty thin bench. on the junior varsity side. 11-10, Fort Recovery in the lead. Just trying to manage quarters. And then she'll launch a long two for Vaughn, and she gets it. Allie Vaughn with another foot on the line, too.
That is the exact same spot she made the first bucket of the game.
Yes. And it's 13-10. Lead for Fort Recovery. Oops. Tried to pass down low, and Switterman threw it almost to the swimming pool. Way too high and too hard.
Another shoe tie for Fort Recovery.
13-10, the Indians with the ball. This Kenzie Litton will check back in.
She says please when she goes to the scores bench we noticed yesterday.
32, please, for 40.
Vaya Cox goes out for Jay County.
With 2:15 to play here in the half. 13-10 to lead for the Indians, and traveling is called on Paige Fortkamp.
That time she was wanting to hand off to Wendell, and Sweeterman got between them.
3-point Fort Recovery lead. 2 minutes to play in the half, quarter number two. Into the corner is Denny. Denny fakes the three up top for Michaela Suman. Suman tried to pass down low, and she gets lucky as the ball is tipped out of bounds. No one was there to receive the pass for Jay County.
Saxman in, and well-deserved rest for Sweeterman.
Yeah, she's been in there the whole time. Inbounds comes into Weitzel. Weitzel back to Saxman. Cross court comes to Suman. Suman not really looking to shoot outside yet tonight. She has the ball at the top of the key. Goes left to Pacey Demme. Then into the corner for Kenzie Letton. Back to Demme. The free throw line for Weitzel. Out to Saxman. Her three is missed. The rebound taken down, and the held ball will go to Jay County. With 1:28 to play in the game in the second quarter.
Day will come back in for Fort Recovery, and Vaughn will go out.
Sweeterman's rest is about 5 seconds.
Yeah,
she is back.
Litton will go out.
It was 1:33 when she came out. The scoreboard shows 1:28 now. Inbounds for the Patriots. Comes into Suman wide open, puts it in. She can believe there's no one in front of her.
I think so.
And it's 13-12, the lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. Down to one. On the outside is Macy Day. Day to the corner. For Paige Fortkamp and traveling. No foul.
Foul's going to be on Sweeterman. Her second. Team's fifth. Kind of stuck out the leg and tripped her a bit.
Dirksen will go in. Weitzel will go out. Litton will go in, and Sweeterman will go out.
More than likely, yeah.
Figured it was a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
With the two fouls in a close game. Now, last night when she got two fouls, she stayed in there for a while. Shot up and good for Fort Recovery.
Wendell.
She has 8 points, and it's 15-12. The Indians by three. 1 minute to play here in the second quarter.
If you get Denny open, she can hit one.
She'll drive, put a little runner up, no good. Hit the side of the backboard, rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. With Brenna Homan. Homan will dribble across midcourt. Goes to Paige Fortkamp.
Really, Fort Recovery needs to get Vaughn behind the three-point line. I think she can make a few.
She's been open tonight, so. Left it goes, a long two. Nah, that is a three. Three this time for Fortkamp, no good. Fort Recovery gets the rebound for 20 seconds, and Coach Vaughn is saying one shot. Down to 15. Pass goes left. Three in the air is no good for Macy Day. She kind of gets the rebound with 8 seconds to play. Then he stops up top for Suman. Bounce goes up to Saxman. She'll attack the hoop, puts it off the glass, no good. And that's the half. Two quarters in the books. It's 15 for Fort Recovery, 12 for Jay. So a much better second quarter for the Patriots tonight. Again, 15 for Fort Recovery and 12 for Jagan. It was 6-1 after one. So Jay County outscores the Indians 11-9 in the second quarter. In our halftime score, it's Fort Recovery 15, Jay County 12. We'll come back and have our halftime show coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Christmas with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smits, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Jay County, I think the halftime clock is running a little long here. For some reason, it still shows 18 minutes.
I was thinking that. I was like, they don't get 18 minutes between halves.
No, it's supposed to be 10. No. And even that, I think it should be lower than that by this point. Some other, there they go. It's showing 8 minutes now. Some other results from Jay County today. The Jay County boys swim team placed fifth at the Norwell Invitational ahead of South Adams, Huntington North, and Belmont. The medley relay of Chase McFarland, Alex Leemaster, Taylor Smelter, and Garrett Campbell finished fifth. Garrett Campbell placed third in the 50 free and second in the 100 free. Taylor Smelter was third in the 100 butterfly. Chase McFarland was sixth in the 500 freestyle and the 200 freestyle relay of Smelter, Griffin Mann, Skylar Myers, and Campbell finished third. And Myers, McFarland, Leemaster, and Smelter finished fourth in the 400 relay. Wrestling today held at Jay County, the ACAC Wrestling Duels. Jay County finished first for back-to-back years now. They went 6-0 on the wrestling to take the ACAC Duels. Jay County 6-0. Adams Central was 5-1. Southern Wells 4-2 to finish third. South Adams 3-3 to finish fourth. Woodland was 2-4. Bluffton 1-5. And Heritage finishes up at 0-6. Again, Jay County won the wrestling duels here at Jay County held last night and this afternoon and this morning. So congrats to the wrestlers. Another good day for them. We'll come back, check out our halftime stats here. Junior varsity girls game, it's 15-12 Fort Recovery over Jay County.
The holidays are meant to be a time for family and faith, of making memories, forgetting our troubles, and resting in the hope of peace and goodwill on earth. It's the Christmas season, which helps remind us to count our blessings. So here at Portland Insurance, we would simply like to pause and say thank you for allowing us to service your insurance needs. Portland Insurance is located at 115 East Main in downtown Portland.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Spoiler alert, small McCafe smoothies, frappes, and shakes are still just $2 every day. So hit pause and take a long, delicious sip, because you're really going to need it once that queen does that one thing that makes the internet go, no way! A twist like that calls for a cool and creamy break while prepping for episode 14. Get $2 small McCafe smoothies, frappes, and shakes only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer. Participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Back here at Jay County, 4:55 left here in our halftime. It's 15-12, the Patriots trailing Fort Recovery. Yes, I should say 15-12, the Indians leading Jay County.
There you go.
Again, 15-12, Fort Recovery in front here as we're at our halftime break of our junior varsity game tonight. Let's check out the halftime stats with Zeb Hudson.
4-4 Recovery, they're led in scoring by Hope Wendell with 8. 4 points for Allie Vaughn and 3 points for Lena Evers. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 3 of 9 for 33%. Second quarter, 4 of 9 for 44%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 7 of 18 for 39% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first half, Fort Recovery is 1 for 1. And in the first half, Fort Recovery from the three-point line is 0 for 4. For Jay County, they're led in scoring by Aubrey Sweeterman with 6. 2 points for Michaela Suman, 2 points for Grace Saxman, and 2 points for Claire Dirksen. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 0 for 9. Second quarter, 4 of 10 for 40%. So at the half, Jay County is 4 of 19 for 21% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Jay County was 1 for 2 for 50%. Second quarter, 3 of 4 for 75%. So at the half, Jay County is 4 of 6 for 67% from the free throw line. And in the first half, Jay County is 0 for 4 from three-point range. And I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 15-11 in that first half.
Turnovers, Fort Recovery 4 in the first and 2 in the second. Our Ball State Mass is that 6 at the half. For Jay County, 5 in the first and 1 in the second. Jay County also with 6 turnovers at the half. Speaking of Ball State, the Cardinals, another come-from-behind victory in college basketball today. And again, the same way as last time, Taylor Persons hit a 3-pointer with about 3 seconds to go, and Ball State beat Valparaiso by 1 today. 71-70, I believe, was the final. So this time they were actually behind by 2 when he hit his game-winning 3-pointer. On Tuesday against Notre Dame, it was tied. So a little more pressure here at Ball State today. So another victory for the Cardinals. Indiana lost to Louisville as well today. Some other games going on later tonight as far as statewide teams. Interstate teams is 15-12 Fort Recovery from Ohio, leading Jay County from Indiana. Again, 15-12 Fort Recovery over Jay County, halftime of our junior varsity game. We'll come back and have the second half after this.
Christmas gift store that's hidden in plain sight. With Christmas decor, purses, jewelry, women's apparel, candles, Melissa and Doug toys, tie, and lots more toys, plus stocking stuffers and a baby boutique. Where is this amazing store? Inside Adams Memorial Hospital. The Adams Memorial Gift Shop offers thousands of items. See for yourself. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. Santa will be pleased you visited the Adams Memorial Hospital Gift Shop.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Hi, this is Bob Brown, Barnum Brown Insurance, 211 South Main in Dunkirk. Barnum Brown Insurance is proud to support the Jay County Patriots in all their endeavors.
Back here at Jay County, halftime of the junior varsity game. It is 15-12, the lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. And we'll have the varsity game following this a little bit later tonight. Thanks, Jay County Broadcast will be on Tuesday. The girls will be at home taking on the Blackford Bruins. The boys that night for Jay County on the road playing at Yorktown. Fort Recovery's next game will be on Thursday as they are on the road at Delta St. John's. 15-12, we're set for the second half here. For Jay County, it'll be Kendall Gehringer, Grace Saxman, Claire Dirksen, Pacey Denny, and Aubrey Sweeterman. And for Fort Recovery, Brenna Holman, Kiara Wendell, Macy Day, Lydia Winning, and Hope Wendell. 15-12, the Indians with the ball and the lead. On the inbounds, it goes to Brenna Holman. Holman has her pass deflected, picked up, though, by the Indians. It's loose. Kiara Wendell couldn't handle the pass, but the Indians get it back. Quickly down low, turnaround shot is short by Lydia Winning. The rebound for Jay County. They just want to push it. They almost go too fast. It comes down to Saxman. She'll miss the first shot. Got her own rebound and made the second. The first one, she was too far under the basket. Bad angle. And the second one, she was right on. 15-14, and there's a foul on Jay County. That'll send Hope Wendell to the free throw line.
I think that's going to be on Dirksen, because I think the block was clean by Sweeterman, but Dirksen got her with the body later. Nope.
It is on Sweeterman.
I really thought that was clean. It was Dirksen that knocked her over.
He must have got her on the arm on the way back, on the way down. 15-14, the lead for Fort Recovery. Free throw is short by Hope Wendell.
Her first time at the free throw line tonight.
Weitzel checks in for Jay County. Sweeterman out with the three fouls. One more free throw for Hope Wendell. Up and good. 9 points for Wendell. She makes it a 16-14 Fort Recovery lead. Saxman for Jay County goes to the hoop, puts it up, no good. And she'll be at the line.
I'll be on Holman, her second. Team's first. Here in the second half.
So free throws for Grace Saxman. First is no good.
Rattles in and out.
5-4 freshman for Jay. We'll have one more free throw. Puts it up no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Weitzel. No, they stay off of Fort Recovery.
I think Weitzel had it and they knocked it out of her hands.
So Jay County keeps possession here with 6:05 to play in this slow-moving third quarter. Fairly quick first half. Dirksen misses for Jay over the back foul. We'll go on Weitzel.
Her first, team second.
16-14 the lead for Fort Recovery. Jay County's had it tied once. Not able to get the lead yet tonight.
Tied 8-8.
Yes. Ball knocked away by Denny. Stays out of bounds, or goes out of bounds. Will stay with Fort Recovery. 2-point Indian lead. 5:55 second quarter, or third quarter. Down low, ball knocked away. Fort Recovery gets it back. Left side shot is no good. Cleanup shot is no good for Hope Wendell. Rebound Fort Recovery, and a foul over the back on the Indians.
On Lydia Winning, her third, team second. Coming back in will be Fort Camp.
16-14 Fort Recovery. Little full court press put on by the Indians here. Saxman across midcourt and lost the ball but got it back somehow. Goes to her left. Now back right to Saxman. because trying to set something up here and it's just not developing. Left to Kendall Gariner. Bounce pass to Dirksen at the free throw line. Back to Gariner for three. Good. First three-pointer of the night for either team. And that makes it 17-16. Jay County with its first lead tonight. Ball is kicked. It'll stay with Fort Recovery.
Kicked by Pacey Denny.
5:11 to play. Third quarter. Jay County with its first lead at 17-16.
Most coaches would say that's just good defense.
Yes. And Fort Recovery throws the ball away. Miscommunication between Kiara Wendell and Paige Fortkamp.
Fortkamp went for the basket, and Wendell threw it where she was.
Yes. Turnover number 7 on Fort Recovery. Jay County has 6. Spin move by Saxman. Lost the ball, and Fort Recovery picks it up. Kiara Wendell with the basketball goes left to Brenna Holman. Holman around to the right side to Day. Day won't take the wide open three. Instead, they hook it back around to the left. With it is Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp top of the key for Kiara Wendell. Back around to the right side of Fortkamp. Into the corner for Brenna Holman. Back to Kiara Wendell. Wendell into the corner. Three-pointer is short. Rebound taken down by Kendall Gariner off of the Macy Day. Missed traveling called on Jay Cumming. And as Allie Vaughn isn't playing here in the third quarter for Fort Recovery, saving her a quarter or two.
Dirksen out, Litton back in.
Suman's not playing this quarter for Jay County.
No.
And the Indians threw it away. Unforced turnover that time as taking her eye off the ball is Fortkamp.
As any wide receiver will tell you, you got to catch the ball first.
Yes.
And she knew it as soon as it happened.
Yes. She rolled her eyes at herself. 17-16 the lead for Jay County. To the right side is Kendall Gariner. Cross-court pass to Weitzel. Back out to Saxman. Saxman dribbles in. Bounce pass for Denny. A long three-pointer is good. Casey Denny with a three. And the Patriots have opened up a 20-16 lead. 3:45 to play here, third quarter. Indians with the ball, three of their own, short by Kiara Wendell. A rebound up, no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. And then knocked out of bounds by Weitzel.
Dirksen will come back in for Litton.
With 3:34 to play here in the third. 20-16, the Patriots lead. And there's trouble on the inbounds. They finally get it in. Up top, now down low. Turnaround shot for Winnie. Wendell is good. Count the bucket and the foul.
Hope Wendell, that is.
Yes, Hope Wendell. And she will go to the line for an and one.
Fouls on Weitzel. Her second, team's third.
Two free throws for, oh, actually one free throw for Hope Wendell. In the air, and good. Three-point play, the second of the game for Fort Recovery, makes it a one-point Jay County lead at 20-19.
Guess that's an old-fashioned three-point
yes.
play.
Yes. Dirksen for Jay, down low for Gariner. Cross court to Denny, fakes the three, drives, stops, puts it up and missed. A rebound out of bounds off of Weitzel again. So it stays with, or actually it goes to Fort Recovery here. With 3:15 to play here in the third quarter. 20-19, Fort Recovery, a chance to regain the lead.
I'll be on Dirksen.
Weitzel out, Litton will go in.
They put the foul up on Litton, but she just came in the game.
Yeah. Close enough. 20-19 score, Fort Recovery with the ball, trailing by a point. On the right side is Kiara Wendell. Wendell to the corner for Fortkamp. She will drive cross court. Not launching a three as Holman. She'll need some help. Finds it going left to Kiara Wendell. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebound tapped around. And Paige Fortkamp comes down with it. Fortkamp gets the pass up. Ball loose. It'll be a tie-up. Raquel Ball to Jay Cumming.
Defense that time by Dirksen.
2:45 to play, third quarter, 2019. Jay. Saxman will toss it in. Bounce pass goes into Denny. Now back to Saxman. Grace will cross midcourt. Need some help. Bounce pass to Dirksen. Dirksen goes to the hoop. Little runner is no good. Rebound. Gariner up. No good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Kira Wendell with that board. And she'll bring it across. Going left. Not taking the three was Fortkamp, even though she was wide open. Gets the home and she'll launch the three. Rattles out. That rim does not like shots. The rebound taken down by Jay County.
Well, Jay County had troubles in the first half of that rim.
Litton outside for three is missed. Dirksen a rebound and timeout or a tie-up. It'll be a tie-up. Alternate possession will go to Fort Recovery.
Logan Schuch tried to get the timeout, but I think the other official under the bucket had already called jump ball.
About a half a second too late.
Yes.
Because Dirksen at one point did have possession. Indians with the ball. 2 minutes to play here in the third, 2019. Jay County in front. Good game so far. A low-scoring game, but a close game. Down low, turnaround shot is good. Hope Wendell. She's done all the Fort Recovery scoring here in the third quarter. 21-20, Indians back in front. As Wendell has all six of Fort Recovery's points in the third. Right side to Denny. She'll launch the three. Good. Denny's second three of the game. It's back to a 23-21 Patriot lead. 1:15 to play in the third. And then with the ball down low, and Gariner has a steal and then a foul on Fort Recovery's Hope Wendell.
Her second, team's third.
With 1:13 to play. Coach Vaughn will send in Delina Evers.
Oh, Fort Recovery scoring just went to the bench.
Yeah.
She has all 6 points.
She needed the rest, though.
Yes, she did.
2-point lead for Jay County. 1 minute to play here, third quarter. Here from Jay County High School tonight.
I think Denny wanted to pull that.
Down low, turn around for Dirksen off the glass and in.
I noticed she's done that the last couple games, does that little hook shot in the lane.
Traveling called on the Indians. I didn't see the travel.
Well, I have them right in front of the officials. So.
Yeah. And Jay County will call time. 51 seconds to play, third quarter. Patriots 25, Indians 21.
Don't let harsh weather push you around in your own home. Eliminate hot and cold spots with a Carrier ductless system. As the name suggests, ductless systems give you control of your home's comfort without the need for invasive ductwork, focusing on the hard-to-reach spaces that need it the most. Bring home versatile and effective home comfort. Carrier ductless. Turn to the experts. Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland, 726-2138, to discover the right Carrier product for your needs.
Dr. David A. Follenkamp, ODPC, and his staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by the office and look over their new lines of frames from BCBG, L, Nike, Ray-Ban, Carrera, and Steve Madden. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for both adults and children. Dr. Follenkamp's office is at 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam. Exam with Dr. David Follenkamp.
Back here at Jay County. 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 25-21, Patriots in front. We've gone back and forth here in the second half. And Indians led the entire first half except for about 2 seconds. Jay County had it tied. To the right side for the Patriots. Now down low for Macy Weitzel. Weitzel finds Dirksen. Dirksen puts it up. No good, but a foul. Called on Fort Recovery. Page Fortkamp.
I think it's going to be on Fortkamp. Miz, her first, team's fourth.
37 seconds to play. Two shots for Dirksen. The first rattles out.
That'll get Hope Wendell back in the game for Fort Kent. So not maybe a 30-second breather.
Too long. Four-point Jay Lee. Still 4 second free throw missed by Dirksen. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell with the basketball for the Indians. She will take it left side down to 25 to play. Hand it off to Wendell. Hope with the ball. It's tied up. Nope, a foul. And now they're going to get together and talk about it.
No, I think they're going to stop and make sure.
Okay. Make sure no one got out of hand.
Right.
Since they were still fighting for the ball.
Right. They're going to call a foul on Dirksen. Her third. Team's fifth. I don't think she cares.
It's going to be coming down to a lot of free throws here in the fourth quarter. The team's getting toward the bonus.
Right now we're going to have to see if Hope Wendell for Fort Recovery can make threes.
Yeah. Down to 8 seconds to play. We'll see. Nope. Wendell will pass off. It goes left. Now driving toward the hoop. Losing the ball was Kiara Wendell. And now there's the held ball.
Tough break for Jay County on that one. Yeah. 1.7 seconds to go and they get the ball.
On the alternate possession. And rather than get it to start the fourth quarter.
Right.
So there's a good break for the Indians. Into Denny. That'll be the quarter. Actually, the same thing happened to Fort Recovery at the end of the first quarter. They got it right with about 2 seconds to play. 25-21, Jay County leads after three. We'll come back and have the fourth quarter coming up right after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at Jay County as we start the fourth quarter. 25-21, Patriots in the lead. Indians with the basketball. To the right side, it goes to Vaughn, who's back in there. Suman back in for Jay County as well. So each of those two players will have two varsity quarters tonight, if needed. Indians are trapped. Nowhere to go. And somehow they get out of it. Left side, a long two-pointer is good for Brenna Holman. Makes it 25-23.
Her first two of the night.
Indians like that long two. Another one of those. Two-point lead for Jay. 6:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. Zooming out front, goes left to Sweeterman. Daring her to take that three. And she passed it down low to the wrong color jersey. Picked up by Ellie Vaughn. Vaughn will get it down to the right side. Down low to Wendell. Wendell will turn. Put it up. No good. Short. The rebound for Suman. Suman for Jay. Bounce pass down low. Caught by Saxman up and in. Good pass. And Saxman the finish. 27-23. The four-point lead for Jay. Matches the biggest lead tonight for the Patriots. Down low, turnaround shot is good for Vaughn. Allie Vaughn with 6 points is 27-25. Back to a two-point Jay lead. 5:20 to play, fourth quarter. Going to come down to the end again. screen set by Weitzel. Suman won't take the three. And set up top to Saxman. She'll dribble in, little runner off the glass and in somehow.
Nice shot. Use the glass and everything.
Saxman gives Jay County a 29-25 lead. 5 minutes to play. On the left side is Brenna Homan. Homan off to Vaughn, and Vaughn throws it away. But, no.
Yeah.
They say it was last touch by Fort Recover. Thought the Patriots might have got a fingertip on it. But they say Jay basketball. With 4:55 to play here in the fourth quarter. 29-25 the lead. Suman across the timeline for Jay. Oops, carried the ball a little bit. Ball is loose. And held ball to Jay County.
Suman was almost in a bad position. She was in the middle of all that. The ball seemed to be right between her legs, and she was just trying to keep her balance.
Yeah. 29-25 the lead for Jay. Suman carried the ball the last time down, and that's kind of why she didn't have her balance. She tried to stop the carry. Outside three for Denny. Good again. Casey Denny with three threes, and that's 32-25. Somehow Jay County's opened up a 7-point lead. Into the corner for Fort Recovery. Down low, too hard of a pass. The Indians get it anyway.
Wendell.
And Wendell will score her 15th and 16th point. Down to a 5-point game. 4:15 to play. A little more offense here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The shots are actually falling. Suman for the Patriots. Top of the key goes left to Saxman. Saxman, the bounce pass from Denny back to Saxman.
Setting up a play for Denny, but the pass got away from Saxman.
CJ County will try it again. Suman on the right wing, attacks the basket. Stops, puts it up, short. Rebound, out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. That time they had Denny again if they wanted her. They also had Saxman open outside. But Suman took the shot.
Fort Camp back in. Day goes out.
Inbounds comes into Suman to Sweeterman.
Sweeterman's been quiet, but she's had foul trouble.
Around to Denny. The three-pointer's off this time. The rebound Patriots up no good for Sweeterman. The rebound for Hope Wendell. That time, Denny didn't quite have time to set herself.
No.
5-point Jay lead. Fort Recovery, a chance to cut into it. However, they just threw it away. Turnover number 12 on the Indians.
Amaya Cox will come in for Jay County. Weitzel will come out.
A 5-point lead for the Patriots. Been as high as 7. Suman will have it for Jay. She has to hurry. Otherwise, we might have to call timeout. She just barely gets it across. Took too long after she caught the inbounds pass. 5-point Jay lead, 3:10 to play. Left side is Suman. Suman will drive, cut off, gives it to Sweeterman. Cross court to Nevaeh Cox, who passed deflected and stolen. Turnover number 10 on Jay County. Here come the Indians to the right side for Homan.
Oh, they missed Hope Wendell.
Around to the left side, a long two-pointer is no good for Lydia Winning. Indians get the rebound. Back outside, Vaughn along, too good. Vaughn with the basket, Vaughn with the timeout. Allie the basket, Jeff the timeout. He's the junior varsity coach. 2:39 to play in the fourth quarter, 32-29 Indians in the, Patriots in the lead.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store and a whole lot more. Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Back here at Jay County Gym, 2:39 to play in the fourth quarter, 32-29, Patriots in the lead.
Official tells Stacey Denny that she can run the baseline.
After a made shot, they kind of just threw the ball away, another turnover.
And then Fort Recovery does the same. As falling down was Fort Camp. She's slow to get up.
Might have got popped in the nose. Cox will go out and Weitzel will go in. We're at 2:33 to play here in the fourth quarter. Now Coach Bogenschutz will call a timeout. 32-29, Jay County remains in the lead. We'll come back and have more after this.
This is Rusty Inman, Director of John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland. And we would like to say thank you for your support as a student or as a donor this past year. Earn your high school equivalency diploma in our HSE program. Classes are now forming with Ivy Tech. Earn your business degree from Indiana Wesleyan University. Also, English as a second language classes will start in January. Call or stop by John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland for more information. On behalf of the staff and board of directors of John Jay Center for Learning, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Back here at Jay County, 2:33 to play in the junior varsity game tonight. 32-29, the Patriot lead. Inbounds to Denny, pops the three, missed it this time. The rebound taken down by Hope Wendell.
She about banked that one in.
Yeah, it was a different side too this time.
Yeah, she got set with that one, just tough break.
Vaughn with the turnaround shot, no good for Fort Recovery. Weitzel the board for Jay. Patriot lead is 3-2:15 to play. Suman slowly across midcourt for Jay. To the right side for Sweeterman, or for Saxman. Now back up top. Denny just holding the ball. Goes to her right for Sweeterman.
She's just holding on her hip, letting things develop.
And a 1:50 to play in the game. Jay by three. Indians have only fouled four times here. Bounce pass for Sweeterman. Dangerous pass. She will take it out and try and take some more clock off. It's knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery. Then the foul. No, they called a foul on Fort Recovery.
Not sure.
The Patriots think it is.
Yep, it is. It was on Holman. I really thought Holman had more position than Sweeterman.
Yeah, I thought the Indians had the steal and then the foul on Jay. But instead, the Patriots keep the ball. Driving in, Saxman shot good. About a 10-footer, and Saxman has all of Jay County's two-pointers in the quarter. It's 34-29. The Patriot lead is 5. It's 1:20 to play in the ball game. And it's need a basket down low and a foul will be on Suman.
Her third. Team sixth.
We out of bounds. No free throws yet. Next foul there will be. And ends on the inbounds. And it's deflected. It's loose. Held ball will go to Fort Recovery. Indians lucky to come away with the basketball there. They really threw it to nobody on the inbounds.
It was through behind her, and she just happened to get it, did Hope Wendell.
So still 1:14 to play.
Unfortunately.
Wendell, the turnaround miss. Rebound out of bounds off Jay County. One 10 to play, fourth quarter, 34-29, Jay in the lead. And the Patriots 8-2, and Fort Recovery's 3-0. So a good matchup here.
That should be a foul.
Nope, it's going to be traveling instead.
Wow. That's tough one. Break for Fort Recovery there is. Weitzel used her body and knocked her down.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Weitzel shoved her down. Indians almost steal the inbounds, and Jay County does deflect it out. So it goes as a Patriot turnover, and I guess that's kind of justice. Although the Indians would have had free throws.
That would be karma.
Yeah. 5-point Patriot lead inbounds. Comes in the window and she is fouled.
I think they're going to get Suman on this one. Again.
So two free throws. One and one. Yeah, 1-1 for Wendell.
It is on Suman, her fourth, team seventh.
1-1 for Hope Wendell.
She is 2-for-3 in the game.
So one and bonus. Indians need this down by 5. 1:05 to play. Free throw is banked in. 34-30 the lead for Jay Cummings. One more free throw for Hope. Takes her time, lets it fly, and it goes. 18 points now for the freshman. She's only a freshman. 34-31. Into the corner for Sweeterman for Jay Cummings. Suman gets away with an illegal screen, and then the Indians are called for a foul. It's fun. Saw the same thing I did. Probably should have gone the other way.
Fouls on Vaughn, her third, team sixth.
Suman was moving when she set her screen. Inbounds comes in the backcourt to Sweeterman. Sweeterman backs up, gets the pass off to Saxman. Down low to Weitzel, she'll put it up and block from behind. Foul on Vaughn. So Macy Weitzel goes to the free throw line for two.
Foul be on Vaughn, her fourth.
So Macy Weitzel will have a couple. Both teams in the bonus, but this is a shooting foul. And the first is good. First point tonight for Macy Weitzel.
So a 4-point game now for Jay County.
35-31. Weitzel lets it fly and gets it to go. Good form. 36-31. She doesn't shoot a lot of free throws. 5-point Jay lead, 40 seconds to play. Indians need a basket in a hurry. Ball knocked away down low, out of bounds off of Suman.
Risky by Suman.
Yes.
She just has 4 fouls.
Could have picked up another foul.
35 seconds to go.
And she wants to stay in the game in case it goes to overtime. Right now it's a 5-point Jay lead in the Indians. Too high on their pass, out of bounds off of Vaughn.
A little too high.
Vaughn listed at 5'8", needed to be 5'10". Indians with a foul on the inbounds.
I believe it's going to be on Homan, not Vaughn this time.
It looks like they meant to foul there, but it worked out for them.
Homan's fourth. Team's eighth. It'll be 1-1 for Sweeterman.
See if the freshman can make the free throw. He does not. Rebound will go out of bounds to Fort Recovery. I'm not sure Weitzel didn't chase after that. It looked like she had a chance. But the Indians have it down by 5. I guess she didn't want a foul going for it. Outside 3 in the air is no good for Lydia Winning. The rebound out of bounds to Jay County this time.
They're calling over the back on Homan. If it is on Homan, that's her fifth.
It is a foul.
Yep. And it is on Homan. That's her fifth. She'll leave with 2 points.
Checking back in will be Evers. She's the only one left on the bench at this point for Fort Recovery. Free throw is no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
Didn't he miss the free throw?
Here comes Vaughn. Vaughn up top to Winning. Winning down low. Needing some help. He's throwing it away, but the Indians keep the ball. Out to Wendell for 3. She missed it. Hope did. Rebound, Fort Recovery up. No good for Evers. Ball out of bounds with 8/10 of a second left.
But we did get to find out if Hope Wendell could make a 3.
Yeah. Well, at least not on the first one.
8 left to go.
Only took the 1-3. And now it's the Wendell. She'll try it again. And short on that one. But again, only 8/10 of a second to get the shot off. Final score in our junior varsity game tonight. It is 36 for Jay County and 31 for the Fort Recovery Indians. Jay County improves to 9-2. Fort Recovery suffers its first loss of the year. They are 3-1. We'll come back and have our junior varsity postgame show right after this.
Your Christmas shopping headquarters is Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern. This year's hot sale item is the Made in Bern Hitzer Outdoor Fire Pit Grill. It's the best, constructed of heavy steel with a lid and a cooking arm. Ideal for warmth as well as cooking, making it both strong and useful. Hitzer is also your local area dealer of Made in America Pelican Extreme Coolers and Tumblers. Make Hitzer in Bern a must Christmas shopping stop.
Meridian Health Services, in collaboration with Jay County Hospital, has opened Meridian MD Convenience Care to offer same-day treatment for minor illnesses and injuries through walk-in availability. The clinic is located inside the front entrance of the Jay County Hospital and is open Monday through Friday from 2 to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. For more information, visit jaycountyhospital.com or call 260-726-4350.
Beer Power Sports has a holiday sales event you can't beat. Save up to $500 off Polaris accessories, even if you already own a Polaris vehicle. That's right, up to $500 off. So let Beer Power Sports help you this Christmas season with your holiday shopping needs. With specials going on now through December, stop by and see Beer Power Sports on Highway 27 at the south edge of Bern. Beer Power Sports, you've got the passion, we've got the ride.
Arms Auto Body at 801 North Wayne Street is your full-service body shop, serving the Portland area for over 48 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body at 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies and are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
We just bought a fixer-upper, and I don't know where to begin. So I went to see Paul at our neighborhood Ace.
I told Nate we have everything he needs to help him repair their home, from a wide selection of paint colors, craftsman tools, and the best lawn and garden brands.
Ace is the place with exactly what you need, starting with help.
Adams County's largest full-line lumber yard, Habega Race Lumber, Highway 27 North, Bern, and West Market Street in Bluffton, Indiana.
Back here at Jay County, where the Patriots defeat Fort Recovery tonight by a score of 36-31 in junior varsity play. Indians led 6-1 after one, 15-12 at the half. Jay County led 25-21 after three. And again, the final, Jay County 26 and Fort Recovery, Jay County 36 and Fort Recovery 31. Patriots improved to 9-2 on the season. Fort Recovery drops to 3-1. As good as ever, look at some postgame stats.
First, for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Hope Wendell with 18. 8 points for Allie Bond. 3 points for Elena Evers. And 2 points for Brenna Holman. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 3 of 9 for 33%. Second quarter, 4 of 9 for 44%. Third quarter, 2 of 10 for 20%. Fourth quarter, 4 of 10 for 40%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 13 of 38 for 34% from the floor. From the free throw line, Fort Recovery in the second quarter was 1 for 1. Third quarter, 2 for 3 for 67%. And fourth quarter, 2 for 2. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 5 of 6 for 83% from the free throw line. From three-point range, on the night, Fort Recovery was 0 for 9. For Jay County, they were led in scoring by Grace Saxman with 10. 9 points for Pacey Denny. 6 points for Aubrey Schwederman. 4 points for Claire Dirksen. 3 points for Kendall Gariner. 2 points for Michaela Suman. And 2 points for Macy Weitzel. shooting for Jay County in the first quarter. They were 0 for 9. Second quarter, 4 for 10 for 40%. Third quarter, 5 of 10 for 50%. Fourth quarter, 4 of 8 for 50%. So on the night, Jay County was 13 of 37 for 35% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Jay County was 1 of 2 for 50%. Second quarter, 3 of 4 for 75%. Third quarter, 0 for 4. And fourth quarter, 2 for 5 for 50%. So on the night, Jay County was 6 of 14 for 43% from the free throw line. From three-point range, in the first quarter, Jay County was 0 for 3. Second quarter, 0 for 1. Third quarter, 3 for 3. And fourth quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. So on the night, Jay County was 4 of 10 for 40% from three-point range. And I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 29 to 24.
Turnovers tonight, 4 in the first quarter for Fort Recovery, 2 in the second, 4 in the third, and 4 in the fourth. 14 turnovers tonight for the Indians. For Jay County, 5 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, and 4 in the fourth. 12 turnovers tonight for Jay County. Again, 18 points tonight for Hope Wendell, 8 for Allie Vaughn, 3 for Elena Evers, and 2 for Brenna Holman. For Jay, 10 points for Grace Saxman, 9 for Pacey Denny, 6 for Aubrey Swiderman, 4 for Claire Dirksen, 3 for Kendall Gariner, 2 for Michaela Suman, and 2 for Macy Weitzel. Again, 36-31, the Patriots defeat the Indians in junior varsity play. We'll come back and have more after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kopp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from classic chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages, so shop at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Enjoy an ice-cold refreshment and a complimentary gift wrapping for your perfect present for her. Health Mart and Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Jay County, where the Patriots defeat Fort Recovery in junior varsity play here tonight by a score of 36-31. This is a game where both teams can learn, I think, from it. Fort Recovery got off to the big start and kind of fell apart in the third quarter, but at that point, Allie Vaughn was on the bench as they were trying to save some quarters. I think that might have been the difference in the ball game as Jay County was able to turn it around there.
Yeah, that was the big switch on in the third quarter because Fort Recovery led 15-12 at half, but Jay County went up by 4 by the end of the third. So, but I think a lot of that may have to be to the fact that Fort Recovery don't have that much bench.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't able to sub as much as Jay County was to keep fresh legs in there, but
if you look at it, all the scoring for Fort Recovery done by freshmen tonight is Hope Wendell with 18, Allie Vaughn with 8. But all their scoring done by freshmen, Jay County led tonight by a freshman, and Grace Saxon with 10. And the second leading scorer, Pacey Denny, a freshman, with 9. And the third leading scorer for Jay County, Aubrey Swiderman, with 6. So, again, freshmen were starring in this junior varsity game tonight, and that bodes well for the future for both teams.
Yeah, they're definitely going to see each other several times over the next 4 years. So this was just round one.
Yeah, try and build a little rivalry between those seven players there. Again, Jay County over Fort Recovery and junior varsity play tonight by a score of 36-31. We'll come back, have our varsity pregame show coming up right after this.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.